And this is Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason in with a look at the overnight trade in Chicago from the CME Group and a bit of agricultural news for the morning, where the coolest July in three seasons has corn in much improved condition going into late summer. Japan, by the way, will not invoke higher tariffs on U.S. beef as second quarter imports fell just below levels of a year ago. Higher import sales triggers tariffs of some 50%. The next chance for a tariff hike comes on the first day of October. Industry experts have been discussing their frustrations with a lack of investment in U.S. waterways infrastructure at an agricultural transportation summit. They've been trying to brainstorm some solutions as well. And online health insurance shopping malls for uninsured individuals and small employers group plans open October 1st. Here are some health coverage issues for your employees and you need to consider before buying. All those stories will be coming up later today during the closing market report. Also, some ideas that the Brazilian farmers are harvesting another record second corn crop, but of course, they face rock-bottom prices and negative margins. Look for the lean hog futures today. Open moderately higher this morning, supported by midweek support covering and some improved carcass values. And then as we look at the national average basis for corn, that was up 3 cents yesterday at 84 cents over the September contract. And the DTN National Corn Index was up 9 cents at $5.79. The national average basis for soybeans up a penny at 82 cents over the November futures. The national soybean index was down 16 cents at $12.85. The basis for the hard red wheat on the national average up a penny, and it's at 15 cents under the September. The national hard red winter wheat index was up 7 cents at $6.81.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Now here's Drew Lerner with an update of today's weather forecast.
Temperatures across the Midwest are expected to trend a little bit warmer as we move forward through the next few days. Afternoon readings will be in the 70s for the majority of the region today, with a few 80s expected from portions of South Dakota and Nebraska, extreme western Iowa, into portions of Missouri and southernmost portions of Illinois, Indiana, and western portions of Kentucky. The warmth that occurs in the southwest here today will work its way to the northeast as we move forward Thursday and Friday, with highs across most of the Midwest in the upper 70s and 80s. These are temperatures that are probably about as close to normal as we could get over the next several days. There is a chance that we'll see a few lower 90s returning to the southwestern Corn Belt as we get into the end of this week and the weekend. A ridge of high pressure building up across the plains will help to perpetuate the warming trend in those areas. In fact, some of the hard red winter wheat country may see temperature extremes back up around 100 degrees for a brief period of time here late this week and into the weekend. But the ridge of high pressure is not going to be a negative feature for the majority of the Midwest. In fact, it's going to help to warm things up just a little bit as we move forward through the weekend and early next week. But it will also help to lift a frontal boundary to the northeast. And that frontal system is the same that has been producing the repetitive rainfall across parts of Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri here recently. And as the ridge of high pressure builds up, it's going to shift that frontal boundary to the northeast so that we have a better chance for rain in the droughty areas of eastern Nebraska, western Iowa, and from there through portions of Missouri into Illinois, southern Indiana, and portions of Kentucky in the northern delta. Northern portions of Illinois will probably not be very significantly impacted, and the same can be said about northeastern Iowa. But remember, northeastern Iowa saw that surprisingly great amount of rainfall late last week, and is probably still benefiting from that, at least over a few counties. Well, the outlook is for rain to fall in this corridor from Nebraska and Iowa back into the northern delta and parts of the lower Ohio River Valley. And over these next few days, we'll probably see rain totals running anywhere from a half inch to more than 2 inches. The precipitation will all be welcome, and crop conditions will improve in those areas that have been struggling for moisture for the longest period of time. In the meantime, the northern parts of the Midwest will be left relatively dry, at least here in the near-term part of the forecast. We'll look for a little bit of precipitation to work its way across the Great Lakes region as we move on into the into the weekend and early part of next week. I think the earliest that we could see significant rainfall across some of that region would probably be as early as late on Sunday, more likely on Monday or Tuesday of next week, and the precipitation will begin in the eastern Dakotas and work its way across Minnesota and eventually across the eastern Midwest. Rain totals with the event are not expected to be real impressive, probably running a tenth to five-tenths, some local three-quarter-inch amounts. Certainly the precipitation will be welcome wherever it occurs, but obviously those amounts at this time of the year are a little low, and some follow-up precipitation may be necessary. After that system passes through, the ridge of high pressure that we mentioned before will be reaching its peak intensity over the weekend in the plains, and it will be hanging on in the very earliest part of next week, and then after that, a cool air mass in Canada will be forcing the ridge to diminish and also to shift to the west. And in the process of doing that, cooler air will overrun most of the Midwest next week and will likely see a good chance for showers and thunderstorms to accompany the frontal boundaries that cuts through the region. The end result is another chance for rain in many areas, but again, discounting a lot of the northern portions of the Midwest. Well, the temperature outlook is expected to be warmer through this coming weekend, but next week we'll see some cooling take place once again. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Our thanks to Drew Lerner for his update of the weather forecast from World Weather Incorporated out of Kansas City. Here's the way the numbers are trading in Chicago at this hour. The soft red winter wheat in the September at 659.5 is up 4.25. September corn 2.25 higher at 497.75. The December at 478.75 down 0.75. And the March futures at 489.5 or 0.75 lower. December of 2014 down 2.5 at 504.25. August bean 7 higher at 1357. September 1248.5 down 0.5. And November up 2.75 at 1205.75. Jan beans 2.75 higher at $12.10. And 0.75 in next year's July at 1216.5 are 5 cents higher. Bean meal down 2.20. Bean oil up 22 cents. Live cattle a 12.5 higher at 121.77.5. Feeders at 153.30 are up a nickel, and lean hogs are 50 cents higher at $97.37.5. Bill Gentry now joins us to take a look at the marketplace. He's at Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning to you, Bill.
Good morning, Todd. Glad to be with you again.
Well, have you gone out and taken a look at the crop, and what do you think of it?
Yeah, it looks pretty darn good considering what we thought we started out with. Took a little drive down to West Union, Illinois yesterday, saw some highly variable crops, definitely saw some areas that had seen too much water. But by and large, I say the prospects are probably improving slightly rather than degrading.
Does that match up well with what you've been hearing from your clientele around the nation?
Yeah, it really does. I think it's possible. I think we bumped up our in-house estimate on corn yield by a couple of bushels last week. The crop conditions this week were steady. I think yesterday's bounce might have been a little bit in a knee-jerk response to the fact that the crop conditions did not improve. They were just steady with a week ago. But there's still a lot of time left. I think the prospects for the USDA report next week are probably slightly favorable for a yield increase, but there's still a lot of unknowns out there, so we'll probably have to wait and see.
You think that the WASDE report will do that, or are we waiting for that first crop production report? I guess they both come out at the same time, don't they?
Yeah, they're the same. I think that's the next report next week is probably where they could do that. I think one of the things in their hip pocket was that they early on, with the slow planting pace, had taken yield down fairly quickly, and I think there's probably some room for them to build that back in. The one thing that's kind of an offset in the way we look at it is we have not seen any compensation for prevent plant. So there's kind of a teeter-totter effect in there since they're not taking the acreage down. They may be a little bit slow in taking the yield up.
The August numbers are usually always suspect because they're so early in the process, and there's not a lot of years, really. They can count some things, but not fully produced. This year, a little bit later, has the crop begun to catch up enough that this might be more amenable to the trade than not? I mean, that they're thinking that this crop is starting to catch up a little bit and the crop counts might be better?
I think the corn may be catching up a little bit. This is ideal weather for corn, but I think beans are kind of taking it on the chin here. This cool, wet weather has really slowed them down, and what we're getting a little bit nervous about is the pace of this crop development may actually pose a threat that even a normal frost time might be a little bit early for what we've seen so far.
Your thoughts about today's trade and where it will go for both corn, soybeans, and wheat?
Very choppy as far as corn and beans are concerned. The spreads are starting to firm. The wheat, I think it's interesting. Today is the last day for the price discovery period for fall. Right now, the average is about 663. We'll get an official number probably in the next several days. Wheat trade's probably choppy, but I think the trade's starting to line up with buying dips.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Todd.
Bill Gentry is with Risk Management Commodities. He's out of Lafayette, Indiana. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Wednesday morning. You are listening, of course, to WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's the top of the hour, 9 o'clock Central Time. Here's what the weather forecast looks like as it comes from the National Weather Service. For the Urbana-Champaign area today, a chance of drizzle. That'll come before 10 a.m. this morning, then a chance of showers. A few thunderstorms after 10 o'clock. Areas of fog, and otherwise mostly cloudy and a high of 77 degrees. Light and variable winds today out of the north-northwest at about 5 miles an hour. Chance of rainfall set at just 30%. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 64. Northwest winds at 6 miles an hour. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny skies and a high near 81 degrees on a northwest wind at 5 to 9 miles an hour. Thursday night, partly cloudy and a low of 62. West winds at 5 to 7 miles an hour. I'm Todd Gleason.
Today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.